Hello, this is Patrick. I'm one of the tutors on LB160 and I'd like to talk to you today about what is involved in doing TMA3. I'd like to talk about several aspects. I'd like to talk about analysing the title and then thinking about how you then can do the reading for the TMA, bearing the title in mind. I'd like to talk about the process of then using the reading and writing the TMA, going through the stages of writing a first draft, evaluating that first draft, and then writing an improved draft, the final version of the TMA. The TMA looks difficult at this stage probably, but remember you are still studying, and the later sessions, especially 5 and 6, will help you with finishing the TMA. So let's have a look at the title. It's always a good idea to look at the instruction words. And the instruction word here is discuss. So what does discuss mean? Discuss means looking at something in detail and from different angles, seeing the advantages and disadvantages. We've also got the word critically, and critically involves being sceptical, not believing everything. It also involves evaluating. So, not believing everything, you may have looked on the website of these two companies. Well, you need to think, are they going to tell you everything there? Are they going to tell you about their problems? Well, they're probably not. They're going to tell you the best story. So you need to think about where you might get a complete picture. You need to think about what are the most important factors. So critically involves evaluating whether something is very important, quite important, or not so important. And your writing should reflect that. Other key words here are costs and benefits. So costs are to do with the things that are negative. Okay, so how are people impacted badly by the takeover? Benefits is the opposite. What are the good things that will happen as a result of the takeover? So think of the different people involved and how the takeover affects them. What is good about it? What not so good about it? You then have to, now you've analysed the title, you can then read the key text with the title in mind. Now you've got several key texts to read. Some of them are about multinationals in general, and they provide some useful ideas of the kinds of benefits and costs of multinationals within companies, within countries. So these may be useful to you, but they are not specific about Walmart. One text is very specifically about Walmart. However, this one provides a lot of information that is not so relevant, as well as key information that is relevant. So remember, these texts provide lots of information that is useful, but they also provide some information that is not so useful. Read critically for what you can extract that will help you with your essay. If it's not going to help you to decide costs and benefits, then it's probably not relevant. So now you're reading with that focus in your mind, the focus on the task of TMA3. How will you take notes? Now, in TMA2, you had a framework that was perhaps quite easy, in that you were going to take notes on strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Here you can do something similar. You can make a table. You could make a table with three columns. One column has some categories along the side, and these categories could be people who are involved. So many people are affected by the takeover. So this could be the shareholders of the two companies. It could be the employees. It could be the customers. It could be the competitors. It could be the host government. In this case, the government of Great Britain. So you could put those down one side of the table. And then have columns for costs and columns for benefits. Okay. And as you read, you could pick out where you could see perhaps some costs or benefits for these different stakeholders, for these different groups of people. Now, when you're taking those notes, try and make them into noun groups as you've learned before. So don't copy down big chunks of the text, because otherwise it's going to be hard to write from those notes. So hopefully, having done this, having got your table, having read the text carefully, you should have quite a lot of notes in this table. Remember, not everything might be filled in. So, for example, you might not find a benefit for some groups of people. But from these notes, you should then be able to write a draft. Remember, in your draft, you're going to need an introduction and then a plan. So your plan might be to look at all the different costs for the first half of the essay and all the different benefits for the second part. Or you could do it the other way around, all the benefits in the first part or all the costs in the second part. Or you could look at the different people affected. So you could, for example, look at the costs to the employees and then the benefits to the employees, the cost to the customers, the benefits to the customers, etc. Those are two possible ways of arranging it. So start to write your draft. Now you can send a draft to your tutor. You should check with your tutor when they need the draft by, because they may have many students. They may have 60, even more students than that. So you need to send your draft early enough that your tutor can give you some feedback. Your tutor will not be giving as detailed feedback as they will on the TMA itself, partly because they just don't have the time. But they will be looking, for example, is your overall plan logical? Is your overall use of the sources, does that seem to be on the right lines? So write a draft, try to send it to your tutor. While your draft is with your tutor, you can also be looking at your draft critically. Thinking about the best ways to check that it will be as good as possible for the final version. Now, looking at your TMA critically, it's a good idea to look at the criteria which we use to mark. We use five criteria, and you can find them after the guidance notes on the website for the TMA. The first one is use of sources. So your tutor is looking for whether you've used all of the information that is relevant, and also, more negatively, they're looking to check that you have not used anything irrelevant. They're looking for how you transform it. They're looking at how you take something that is perhaps more descriptive into something that is analytical. Looking for how you've used information to show whether something is a cost or a benefit. Another part of the use of sources is referencing. Give references to any information or ideas that you have taken from the text that you've read. You need to give references even if you are not quoting. You need to give references when you're paraphrasing. And remember that usually it's better to paraphrase than to quote. Good advice about referencing on the guidance notes. So look at that advice, and that should help you with the referencing. A second criterion that the tutors look at is structure. They'll be looking for, is there an introduction? They'll be looking for the paragraphs being linked to the title. So the tutor should be able to know with each paragraph whether you are looking at a cost or whether you're looking at a benefit. They'll be looking for if that's clear from the first sentence of the paragraph. So the first sentences will be generalizations that tell the reader, they tell your marker really, what the rest of the paragraph is going to be about. They'll be looking at how you make transitions, how you go from one point to another. So this could be where you are adding something and you might use words like moreover, or it could be something where you're contrasting. So you might be using words like however. Your tutors will be looking at academic style. They want you to be concise and precise. Being concise is a lot of the reason why many tutors don't like students using I. We use expressions like I think or in my opinion. This is just a waste of words. You're not being concise. You're not being as brief as possible. They're looking for you to be precise. So this is a lot of the reason why tutors are looking for noun groups that relate to business concepts. They relate to things like development of systems. They would be things like working conditions. These are all the kind of noun phrases that may be relevant for your TMA. The fourth and fifth criteria are grammar, so you need to check your grammar, and presentation. Presentation relates to how it looks. So don't put capitals in the wrong places, but put capitals when they are needed. Make sure you spell the companies correctly. Make sure that it's clear when you're starting a new paragraph. These are all things to check in terms of presentation. Look also at what you've studied. You've got advice in your book on how to write an introduction, for example. Sessions 4, 5 and 6 are very important for this TMA. When you listen to this this talk, you might not have got there yet. So go to those sessions and they will help you with the task of doing TMA 3. TMA 3 is quite challenging, but I'm sure that you can write a good TMA. You've been given help in the materials. You're given help by your tutor to support you in writing this TMA. And I think it's a very good preparation for future work you might do in your studies. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.